The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to the Kiefer and Curry Show. You know, when we first started the show, Kip, you know, you would pick a topic and I would pick a topic.
Yeah.
And we kind of go back and forth. And then, I'm kind of fooling myself. I always have things I want to talk to you about because you've been in my professional life for 40 years, but I haven't gotten a chance to work with you professionally until like the last 5 or 6 years. And so I got all these things I want to bang off your head because I get the chance to listen to your show, Need to Know here on Tony Curry Radio.
Well, I get banged on the head all the time, so that's right up my alley.
So I've always got this, during the week I'll go, ooh, that would be something I need to ask Kip about because you and I are roughly the same age. I know you're celebrating a birthday
today. As long as it's not love and romance, I'm your guy.
That is never going to happen. You are celebrating your birthday here on October 13th. I got a birthday coming up on March 7th. The one thing that I think everyone loves about their birthday is they do like to see who's famous, who is also born on their birthday. Not only because you share that birthday with that person, and it's more likely the only thing you share with that person, but because you're born on the same day and you're the same sign, you think that you have something in common with that person, correct? So I'm looking at October 13th. I'm going to go through a list of people who are celebrating birthdays today. And I want you to tell me specifically, if you can, each individual person, the one thing you believe you share with that person.
Okay.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I share my birthday with only three people. And they're not really famous. Wanda Sykes. So I'd say she's funny and I consider myself kind of funny. Bryan Cranston, who I think is one of our greatest actors. He's 69 today.
He really good.
But he's not, I mean, he's famous, but he's not famous, famous.
Yeah.
And then Peter Wolf, the lead singer of the Jay Giles band. Consider I was in classic rock. I figured, okay, I got something, but that's it. I mean, it's like it's the most boring birthday in the you pick any other day of the year, the 364 of the days, and you'll find a list of celebrities. That's it. March 7th. No one was born on March 7th. So I don't really share a lot of birthdays with any famous celebrities, famous people.
That's amazing.
You on the other hand, celebrate a birthday with a lot of special people for a very special reason.
Yeah, you know, because I got a theory on that, Tony. I think maybe that's because, you know, it's the 10th month of the year. That means probably was conceived in January. Pretty cold, back in those days. And probably not much else to do. TV was only three channels and went off the air at like 11 o'clock. So I think that's why there's a lot of October births. I think a lot of people were keeping warm.
And see, I was conceived in the middle of summertime up in Cincinnati, Ohio, which makes sense because my dad worked overnight. So yeah, that makes sense. The funny thing is my dad was a newspaper distributor. My mother probably did make him wash his hands before he was intimate with her.
Newsprint, not the sexiest thing.
You could always tell my mom and dad were getting hot and heavy because my dad had clean hands. All right.
That's hilarious.
It really is. If you know anything about newspapers, it really is. All right. So I'm going to throw out a person who's celebrating a birthday today. You tell me what you have in common with them. And it's funny because I used to do this segment called Bone Fragments when I did the morning show, and we did birthdays and there would be like, I don't know, 10 or 20. Now, if you pull up October 13th, famous birthdays, there are 75 people that have celebrated and they're all Instagram stars. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. You got pop singers, you got box, you got TV actors. But I mean, if you pull up October birthdays, famous people, Instagram star, YouTube star, Instagram star, Instagram star, YouTube star, YouTube star, TikTok star, TikTok star, all these people are, and I have no clue who the hell they are there. I have no idea, but I
couldn't name a TikTok star. I can't believe there's such a thing,
but these people you will know. And the one is an Instagram star, but you do know her as well. You share a birthday with Tiffany Trump today.
Oh, Tiffany Trump.
Trump. She turns 32 today.
I know she's pretty young. I think of all the Trumps, she's probably the most private kind of one we don't know very much about. You don't ever hear anything about Tiffany Trump. So I don't share much in common with her because I try to make sure everybody hears about Kip Kiefer.
Very good. Sasha Baron Cohen. turns 54 today. Funny guy.
Oh man, that's an interesting guy to share a birthday with.
You look good in a Speedo.
Those couple of movies he made were absolutely hilarious. The names is, what was the one where he was the guy from Kazakhstan and he came here and he was touring all around the South.
Alabama, yeah. Talking about on the sidelines. He was on the sidelines at the University of Alabama.
I forgot the name of the movie, but it was hilarious.
It was funny. Yeah, and people hated him for that because they were like, there's no gay people on the University of Alabama football team. What's he doing? Right, get him off the sidelines.
Yeah.
All right.
He goes to the fancy lady's house. He got invited and he comes downstairs with a plastic cup with his feces in it because he didn't know the procedure or whatever. Brought it back to the dinner table.
She was born in 1925. Unfortunately, she's not with us anymore. Did you know you shared a birthday with Margaret Thatcher?
I did not. How about that?
The
Iron Lady.
Yeah. What
the? Yeah, I quote her all the time because one of the best quotes ever, socialism doesn't work because eventually you run out of other people's money to spend.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Iron Lady, that is an honor. She was the beast.
Someone you have talked about on this show a million times, and you said it was one of the best shows you've ever seen. You celebrate birthday with Paul Simon.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he turns 84 today.
I'm loving this segment. Mm-hmm. That's two kind of heroes for me. I just think Paul Simon, what he accomplished in his career. I listen a lot to, what's considered classic rock. And I don't even know how you make, Paul Simon in the rock category, but when they played that Central Park concert, probably 10 or 15, I never have any concert at the time. It might've been in the 90s, but remember they had like some ridiculous 700,000 people show up. People were blocks away and they had, but when they play those live songs from that Central Park concert, and he hadn't even been with Art Garfunkel for years and they got back together and did that. But I told you another one of the ones, I got to see him on his farewell tour at Las Vegas. And my youngest son lived so close. His apartment to MGM Grand was only about, I don't know, not even a half a mile away. So I walked to the Paul Simon concert and took that in and saw him on his very farewell tour. And he stuck by that. That was at least 10 or 12 years ago. And, he said, this is it. This is my farewell tour. And he stuck to it, but what a talent. What a catalog of songs. So many directions he went late in his career with musicians from all over the world. I love Simon.
The whole Africa thing, the whole African feel, the vibe he did on that album was unbelievable. And that was something that no one even knew about, that he had been such a big part of for such a long time.
And real quick on that, The Graduate's still one of my all-time favorite movies. And so many people say, I never saw that. I said, dude, you got to go back and watch The Graduate because the whole soundtrack is Simon and Garfunkel, and it just fits it perfectly. Dustin Hoffman in one of his earliest roles, The Graduate is one of the best movies of all time. If you haven't seen it, that's my birthday wish to everybody listening. Go back and watch The Graduate. It was a groundbreaking movie by a guy named Mike Nichols producing it. They did all kinds of different things from a cinematography standpoint, but the movie is awesome. I love The Graduate.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. I still have, it's a reprinting of the poster of him sitting he's sitting on a bed and there's the picture of her leg he's looking in between her leg. Yeah. Yep. It's just a fantastic picture. There was another movie that was a little bit of a spinoff of that with Rob Lowe. It was called Class. If you're getting a chance to see that, and it was two kids that were going to college together, and the one college kid was being seduced by the college kid's mother, and it was Kim Basinger? No, who was the woman that was in that movie? Anyway, it's called Class. It was one of Rob Lowe's first movies. If you're getting a chance to see it, it's pretty funny. It's pretty good. Paul Simon is to Art Garfunkel as Daryl Hall is to John Oates. Can you make that argument?
Oh yeah, I think so because they became estranged at some point, but they had such success together. Now, I will say what Art contributed compared to what Paul contributed, I think that was more Simon and Garfunkel. But Art was along for the ride, and Art brought a kind of an unusual tone to it. But I think Paul was the musical genius, and I think maybe they wrote a lot of songs together, but I still kind of think Paul was the dominant guy there because Art's solo career didn't go so well.
Yeah, they did. They did write a lot of stuff together. You share a birthday with 83-year-old Jerry Jones.
No kidding. Yeah. Boy, I got a real prominent list here. I wish some of my birthday pals would send me a check because I've got some powerhouse there. Jerry Jones is what an interesting character he is. And I think I've got some things in common with him because Jerry thinks big. Jerry was got into the oil business after college at Arkansas. But he took that money and people said he was nuts. He basically raked up every quarter he could get to buy the Dallas Cowboys back in the day, made some savvy moves, won some Super Bowls. Now they haven't won anything in 40 years, but he built the ultimate stadium in the NFL and has events there. Jerry's richer than he's ever been, and he's been able to pass it along to his two children, his daughter and his son, to run the franchise now. If you have that kind of legacy where you can have that kind of life and have that kind of success and set your children up for their future success, that's a pretty damn successful life. A lot of people don't like Jerry because now they say he doesn't care about winning, he just wants to make money. That's kind of how it is.
One of the funniest Dr. Pepper commercials I've seen in a while, the old Pepper Town where they come in and on a Saturday and everything's dead and everyone's like, where the hell is everybody? And Jerry Jones sticks his head. He goes, this is a pro town, folks. We celebrate on Sundays.
We only play football on Sundays.
And they're like, this is so cool that these people on this list or on your birthday. I got goosebumps talking about it because when I saw it,
it's amazing.
And I thought about this about a week out. I thought this is going to be a fantastic show. You celebrated a birthday with Jerry Rice, who turned 63 today.
Oh my gosh. I mean, has there ever been a better player?
No.
The guy dominated games. I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, of all places, opening a racetrack up there. And it was at the height of the 49ers' great years with Montana and company. And my beer company, my Miller sales girl, Patty, invited me to a game it was the 49ers coming in. And I was personally affected by that because I was living up there at the Radisson Hotel, which is directly across the street from Lambeau Field in the airport. And when I'd been there 5 or 6 months, went bouncing in one night and they said, Mr. Cooper, can you come over here? You're going to have to check out on Thursday. And I said, check out. I've been here for 5 months. That's where I live. They said, well, the San Francisco 49ers have rented the entire property. So everybody who's here has got to clear out. So I end up moving to the Residence Inn down the street for my last years, but the 49ers threw me out. But Tony, it's, I know you've been to thousands of games over your career and with your son being such a sports guy, you guys have taken in games, but I don't know if I to this day, and this was probably around 1990, getting to see Montana and Rice and all of those great 49er teams in person in Lambeau Field. That's probably my greatest memory of any game I've ever been to. And the appreciation I have for being able to see them in their prime is just huge. So Jerry Rice and Jerry Jones, that's pretty awesome.
Have them knock off my Cincinnati Bengals not once but twice the Super Bowl, and those were two of the best Super Bowls. Remember, Super Bowls used to be blowouts. I mean, every year was a blowout, and those were two of the best Super Bowls, including the catch,
Montana,
of course, against
to John Taylor to beat you right at the
one thing
the
about the Bengals. They may suck, they may not be very good, but if they're playing the Super Bowl, you're fixing to see a good Super Bowl, just like they did against the Rams.
Kenny Anderson the first time leading that at the surprise.
I actually have Kenny's phone number. We need to get Kenny on the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
He's good friends with Aldo Greco, and they play golf together. We need to get Kenny.
Nice.
On. He actually had the record for 21 consecutive passes completed in the National Football League at one point. I think that record's been broken, but back in the 70s, that was quite the record. You celebrate a birthday with a gal who still is just absolutely smoking hot. I would not want to see her without makeup, but I think that's fair to say with a lot of women that are probably 66. But she may have the longest tenure in Las Vegas. You just got back from Las Vegas. So when I saw this, I thought, how perfect is this? You celebrate a birthday with Marie Osmond.
No kidding.
She's 66 today.
I have actually been when her and Donnie were playing at the Flamingo. Uh-huh. I was out there, got free tickets, took the ex-general, and she was thrilled because she was a huge Donnie Osmond fan when she was a teenager. Because you know he was on the cover of all the Tiger Beat. Remember all those stupid fan magazines?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was thrilled to see Marie. She was thrilled to see Donnie. We weren't that thrilled to be with each other, but that's okay. But they actually put on a hell of a great show that
they
night.
They do. I hear they still put on a hell of a great show.
Yeah.
Whenever he sings with her, but she's still out there in Vegas doing her thing.
And Marie's a beautiful woman. She got a little pudgy there for a while, but then she got on Nutrisystems or whatever, and has made millions more dollars by slimming down. Now I've just lost 70 pounds in the last 10 months.
You should be traveling with her, for God's sakes, man.
No kidding.
No doubt. This guy celebrates a birthday today, but he's been celebrating it for about a week. And I got a good friend of mine that he actually sent me a video of his show from his bar in Cabo San Lucas. He's got a bar called Cabo Wabo. Sammy Hagar has a birthday today. He turned 78 years of age. He's been celebrating
like awesome. Last week.
Yeah, he has a big birthday celebration at his bar Cabo Wabo, and he sent me a video. And
why the hell am I not there tonight?
You know, you probably should be. And there's only like 150 tickets available for this thing.
Okay,
so you don't know who's going to show up. All kinds of different celebrity bands show up, but. Sammy Hagar turned 78. Here's one for you. Turned 77 today. John Ford Cooley.
No kidding.
England Dan and John Ford Cooley. I'd really love to see you tonight. Turned 77 years old. I will say that I've got John Ford Cooley, England Dan, John Ford Cooley's greatest hits. Love is the Answer is one of my favorite all-time songs.
Great song.
Talk about him just briefly here before we have a couple more.
You know, I never saw them when they were on top. They had a string of hits, and those two songs you mentioned were great. What was their, one of them was affiliated with some kind of big name band, as I recall. I don't remember exactly where they emanated from, but England Dan and John Ford Coley. How about that?
You celebrate a birthday with Pat Day.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not.
He turned 72 today. I mean, Pat Day, you of horse fame, and you've shared so many different stories and so many different wonderful things.
Oh, yeah.
I could not sit down and say, okay, we need a horse guy. We need a rock guy. I couldn't put together a better list of people that you actually share a birthday with, which is really pretty amazing. When I saw this, I was like, Pat Day's birthday?
Are
you kidding me?
Insane. Yeah. Pat Day, what a tremendous jockey. You being from Kentucky, you know, Pat Day owned Churchill Downs.
He
absolutely was the man there. If you bet against any Pat Day horse, you were just taking your life in your own hands because he just found a way to win on 50-1 shots. And if he was on the favorite, he was an absolute lock. But what a tremendous jockey. And there was we had a skybox that was populated up in the Birmingham race course back in the racing only days. Michael Pazitz, local businessman here, was the predominant owner of that box. And he had a lifelong hatred for Pat Day because he says every time you bet on Pat Day, he stiffed him. And every time you bet against him, he beat him.
He beat him, yeah.
So, 1 year for their birthday, they gave him a giant frame picture signed by Pat Day.
That's great.
Skybox. So
I love it.
Pat Day's smiling mug may still be hanging on the wall at the Birmingham Racecourse today.
I don't know if you have any stories to share about it, but it was a huge story in the sports world. Nancy Kerrigan turns 56, took the old pipe to the leg. Do you remember how big that story was?
Tony, I as soon as I heard that happen, I told my wife, and she'll testify, now my ex-wife, but she will testify in court, that I said to her, this was not random. This was a setup. They weren't trying to kill her. They were just trying to whack her in the knee to knock her out of the Olympics. This is Tonya Harding. This was orchestrated by Tonya Harding. And she said, oh, that's ridiculous. I'm sure another skater is going to have her attacked like that with a crowbar to the knee. I said, it's the only thing that makes any sense. You've got to just get past all of the smoke and say, okay, let's, and I do this on Need to Know all the time, what is the logical solution to this that nobody's even considered because it seems too outrageous? Within 2 days, that band of goofballs left by her boyfriend, Jeff Galooly, that Sean guy who did that, was traced to him. So they attacked her trying to break her kneecap or hurt her bad enough where Tonya would be the favorite for the gold medal. How ridiculous was that?
What a great story. I mean, it's like the Apple Dumpling Gang. What I mean, who in the hell actually thought they could get away with, think about them sitting around drinking beers late at night in their trailer park going, okay, how are we going to make this and give Tonya a chance? And next thing you know, she's posing for Naked magazines and her boyfriend. Oh my gosh. It was such a great story.
Yeah. She denied even having any knowledge of it, but there's documented things about her talking about how her and Jeff celebrated that night. And
Jeff Galooly
made passionate love all night because they were just so excited that she was going to win the gold medal, which didn't turn out to happen.
Would you say, though, in the grand scheme of things, that she turned out better because of that, as opposed if she had not?
It made her a lot more famous. She would have been completely forgotten about after her skating career because she didn't really have. She was really, you know, most real successful figure skaters, particularly women, come from privileged backgrounds where they're, you know, taught to do that from the time they're 3 or 4 years old. And they, Tonya Harding came from way on the other side of the track. She was a trailer gal. She was just a supreme athlete who learned how to do that in her teenage years. So she just didn't come from the cloth.
You could have cherry picked her out of a trailer park in Jasper, Alabama, man. She would have fit the bill perfectly. Oh. And then her boyfriend was like, it was so perfect. It was.
Yep. I mean, the story is really one of the most bizarre and kind of engaging stories of all time, because this girl from the other side of the tracks was willing to do anything to try to make that happen. But I think your point's good, because Nancy Kerrigan now is kind of, her legacy is by being attacked. She didn't just fulfill her destiny and win the gold medal. And then she was so bitter about it for the rest of her life that now people say, oh, she's a bitch. And that's really, really unfair.
It really is unfair. And then, I mean, she was going for a gold medal. They took the bar to her leg, and and everyone's like, oh, get over it. Like, what's the big deal? I mean,
you know, she's still dwelling on that.
Get over it. And finally, we're celebrating October 13th here, the birthday of my good friend Kip Kiefer. By the way, we're going to be, I think we're doing something at the Birmingham Race Course.
Yeah, we got a big gathering. I've heard a rumor that they're going to extend my birthday another day. So
I think
if you want to come to the birthday party and you don't even have to bring a gift, we'd love to have you tomorrow.
I'm actually going to be, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm supposed to be actually working. I'm supposed to be doing some PA for the Pelicans game down at the BJCC tomorrow night. The Pelicans are in town taking on the Houston Rockets.
Awesome.
So if I don't do that, man, I am definitely going to be there. Maybe I can hit both. And my son's in town too. But I wanted to make sure that, you know, and I've got a little something for you when I see you on Thursday for their starting lineup, which, by the way, I had a two team $150 parlay this past week. Just saying.
I came up empty again.
You have a birthday with AOC.
Yeah,
Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh my gosh,
she turns 36. I saved that one for the end, just so you can say whatever you want. But AOC, she has a birthday today. She turns 36.
I mean, if there's nothing else that describes the state of our country and the people that are against everything great that's happening, AOC is the poster child. The elevator in her unit does not go to the top floor. Some of the things she says are just beyond unbelievably stupid. She got all these glowing appraisals from her Columbia professors, but she is the poster child, Tony, for it's not what you learn or how you perform. It's how eager you are to soak up all of the BS that you're taught now in these liberal schools. And so she was a star student from that point. She's made some of the most ridiculous declarations over the years that she gets away with. My favorite is, well, people only don't like her because all of us want to sleep with her. Well, Alexandra, you're not my type, and you're about 30 years younger than me, but I dislike you because I think you're an absolute scatterbrained moron, and you're just posing as some kind of knowledgeable official. She once said, Tony, well, the unemployment numbers are only low because people have to have 2 and 3 jobs. No, Alexandra, we don't count it that way. If you have a job, then you're counted as employed. If you have 2 extra jobs, that doesn't affect the statistics. So that puts it in perspective. She really knows nothing, but how special. Me and AOC.
There you go. That's your little cherry on top of your birthday.
Hey, if Trump can unite the Middle East, I can hang with AOC for a couple cocktails. You're
damn straight you can. Happy birthday, my friend. We'll do it again next week, right?
Thanks. This was fun. I feel a lot better about myself after you rattled off that list. That's pretty impressive.
Happy birthday to you, Kip.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.